Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps you promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest of the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited, I got my buddy Neil Santos with us from Playline Interactive. Going to talk a little bit about web design in the segment. Good afternoon, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
So let's just jump right in. So how did you get started in website design?
Well, I got started through graphic design. I've always been interested in art since I was a little kid, since I first started drawing Pac-Man. And it started with that and turned into art and music. I loved them both. When I was in junior high, I went to the Arts Magnet down in Lowell, and high school I was in graphic design at the Vogue Tech over in Kingsboro, and just fell in love with it. I went to art school, and then I went to music school, and I graduated from Berklee College of Music, which is, you know, what every web designer does at some point, and then started making my own websites for my guitar teaching business and bands, and just incorporating my artwork in with the music, and I've done so much with it. After a while, I said, you know what, I can help some other people out, other businesses out with this, and make them look bigger than they are, you know, build them a site that they can grow into. So it kind of all started from Pac-Man.
It's really interesting because I can always tell when a web designer has a graphic design background. The sites just look better. You know, I mean, because like you said, no disrespect, people, you know, can put together a website, but it's just, you know, the pictures that just seem crisper. Everything just seems put together. I'm like, okay, this guy's got a design background just by looking at your sites. It's kind of interesting. So now, let's help people figure out, you know, exactly what you're doing. Can we talk a little bit about the types of clients that you help?
Yeah, sure. I help small to medium-sized businesses right now, and I'm looking to grow into larger-sized businesses. But I like to help companies that, number one, need to have a responsive presence online, having a mobile website or a website that reacts to mobile browsers and resizes itself and stuff. That's a big thing right now since Google came out with, they call it Mobilegeddon right now, last April,
yeah,
where they started saying they weren't going to show websites and search results, mobile search results, if they weren't mobile friendly, because they didn't want to, you know, have their customers, which are just internet searchers, go to a site that wasn't, you know, able to be viewed on their phone. So that kind of will cut your viewing audience in half. And then if not as many people go on your website, now your page rank in general is going to go down. So that's going to affect your desktop searches and stuff like that over time. So that's a big thing most people don't know about, but it's probably affecting their website at this moment if they haven't updated yet. So that's a big thing I'm doing right now to help people out.
That's really important because, you know, it's really interesting because you talk to pretty much everyone. It's like, Neil, how much time are you spending on your laptop, your computer, looking stuff up? We're all on our mobile phones. We're all on our tablets. And, you know, when you talk to people like, hey, don't forget about updating the website so it can be viewed, you're like, oh, yeah. But I know, like, I'll be out someplace and I'll be like, hey, you know, I feel like, you know, grabbing a quick bite. So you hop on your phone to try to find the local place. And, you know, like you said, you're doing that, you know, scrolling left, scrolling right, trying to find the
right.
You know, if it's not responsive, man, boom, I'm on to the next site. So that's really huge right now. And, you know, people are sometimes a little slow to catch on to that. But if you're not
right.
there, you're missing out, no doubt about it.
Oh, absolutely. It's an opportunity to get there before your competitors do, too, you know, to be that site where people this is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, one of the challenges I see for people when it comes to websites is, you know, they reach out to you, hey, brother, I want a website. Okay, great. You know, but they don't know what they want to put on it. You know, I don't have a logo. You know, I really don't know what I want for content. How do you help people, like, develop that content?
Oh, sure. Yeah. clients come to me at all with all different amounts of content already. Some have everything ready to go, and that's great. They have their whole message and story and graphics to go with it. That's always nice because they can just get creative with that. But if they don't have a lot of content or even a logo, sometimes I'll create the logo myself, or I have a bunch of people I know that I work with that create logos and stuff. And as far as content, like, I can help them with that by, I look around at other websites from across the nation, and I look a lot in like Los Angeles and New York for a similar sort of business, so they're not in direct competition, but see what's working for them. You know, why reinvent the wheel if people have been making HVAC websites forever and they kind of figured out what works? I'll just go there and pick and choose from a bunch of sites and run it past the site owner, my client, say, hey, is this kind of what you're doing, what you're representing? And usually it comes out pretty nice and it looks very professional. And then images, I can find stock images. I have a whole like gallery, a whole library of royalty-free images, or we can purchase something if they want, you know, something special. And yeah, I come from the graphic design background, so I can do diagrams, charts, a lot of the graphics work myself, which is handy. Speeds it up and keeps the cost low, you know.
So now, who are some of your current clients then, Neil?
I have a client, Hunter.com. They were a fun one to do. They make headphones you use for hunting, and it enhances the sound around you, and then when you shoot the gun, it kind of like blocks all that sound off. And they're also, they hook up to your phone, your Bluetooth. They interact with each other out in the field, like your other hunting party mates and stuff like that. So that was cool. But they're actually the American dealer for a company that's in Sweden. So I just got a contract with them to redo their site now, the mother site over there. So that was kind of cool.
Nice.
We're going international.
Yeah. It is pretty cool, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. That just happened in the new year. And I have some other ones, the underground horror site, toetag.biz. They make underground horror movies and sell a bunch of horror cult memorabilia and such. So they have a huge audience, like, everywhere, like, international, too. So those are two cool ones I've had the chance to work on. But I love all the ones I've worked on so far. But,
So now, Neil, we don't want to mention any companies by name. We just prefer not to do that. But there are a lot of do-it-yourself website tools out there. So if someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I'm just going to do it myself, what are your thoughts on that? Like I said, we don't want to mention any companies by name or anything, but there's tools out there. What are your thoughts on those tools?
Yeah. So there are tools, and they're powerful. They give you just enough rope to hang yourself sometimes. I mean, if someone has a design sense and the time, you know, to put in, which is the main thing, because a lot of people know it looks nice and stuff, but it's just getting in there and trying out a million different things. You go, oh, yeah, that's the one that looks nice, or, you know, trying to get this program to work with that program and that. And it's mainly the time goes into it is tough. And then to really get into those programs takes some talent, you know, in the design sense. Because, you know, like a pencil is easy to use too. But not everybody can draw a portrait or a caricature, you know. It's like
That's
the tool
nice
is
analogy.
Handy and powerful.
True.
But, yeah, you know, take the time to figure it out and do it. And you want to run your business, you know. A lot of people just want to do what they do, and they love it, and they don't want to worry about a website or having to build it themselves. Or, you know, and it never really comes out as good if you build it's your first website compared to someone who's built 100 or 200 websites. You know, after a while, you get a sense for what works and stuff like that, what people expect
right,
to
absolutely.
See online, you know. Yep.
So now, what do you think separates you from some of the other website designers out there?
Well, a couple things, I guess. Coming from the graphic design background, I try to really make sites that are just beautiful and draw people in kind of tell your story, have a good flow and a clear call to action, you know, like what is it that you want your website to do. So, but the design sense, I can really make that happen. But then just customer service, I think. When I first started, I'd run into a lot of people that said, oh, I had this guy build my website, 7 years ago or something, and I haven't heard from him since or stuff. Or I call him, and they never get a number or a call back. So that's one of the main things I do. And I like to I call them, get back to people right away, or, take care of their business, because this is like their baby. You know, this is their, in most cases, their main income. So if it's
absolutely
not working, or they need me there to change it, I can't have them waiting around. So, yeah, I think that's it. And then going out and meeting people face-to-face. A lot of people, web designers, I don't think do that. They prefer to work behind the computer and stuff. So I think it's good to make a connection with
actually.
People. Yeah.
True. So now, do you offer any other services now?
Yeah. So I do the web design. But another thing that I can help people with is web strategy. You know, like I was saying, what's the purpose of your website? You know, like, is it just an online business card, you know? Or do you want someone to contact you to get a lead? Or do you want to sell things like e-commerce? Or are you teaching a course? You know, what's going to get your name out there as far as SEO goes, and just maybe blogging or having a newsletter, you know, to kind of build the trust with your audience. So that's one thing, is the web strategy. And then I also offer a managed website, managed hosting accounts, which basically for WordPress sites, I back them up daily. I make sure they're secure, and I ensure that they'll never go. If they do go down, I'll have a backup, and we'll have it up and running, you know, in no time, which is good. You never know what's going to happen out there. So, and then
right
on top of that, I can also offer hourly package deals every month to maybe update content, blog posts like that. So like an enhanced managed hosting plan. So,
I'm always looking for ways
to help people. Yeah.
So people often don't understand just, you know, the role your website plays in your brand online. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, well, your website can be the hub of your business universe, especially if you don't have a brick-and-mortar store, you know, where people can come in. If you're working out of your house or out of a factory, but you don't really want people in there, this is your brick-and-mortar store, you know. So you need to convey your brand in everything you do there, so they come in and they feel like they're in an atmosphere, like if they were a massage parlor or something. You want it to be very relaxing, you know, when you go to the site, and so your logo is going to play into that, and the font and the colors and the video or whatever.
Smart.
You know, so you're creating a realm, if you will, for their brand to live in, you know, so people go there and they feel like they are in this world, massages or HVAC or cars or restaurant, that restaurant, you want to feel like you're in the restaurant in a way, you know, to get the vibe of it. So all that stuff can build brand.
So now we're down to about the last minute. Do you have any special offers for Friends of Cabin members? And we just need to grab your contact information before you run.
Yeah, sure. That sounds great. I do. I'd like to offer anybody that mentions this radio show 10% off of their,
nice,
their entire site package, you know, so help them out a little bit. And that you can call 603-759-0422 or email me at Neil, N-E-I-L, at clearlineinteractive.com, and ask me questions. It's always free, so let's chat about your website, you know.
Great. Neil, really appreciate you taking time out of the day to come on the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Kevin.
Yep. Good night. Bye now.